Now, on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. The correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the score?
Alonzo has 3, Phoebe has 4, Brian has 2.
All right, so let me get this right. Okay, Brian, you're in third place. You're up first, fill in the blank. In the most expensive House election in history, Karen Handel defeated John Ossoff to take over the 6th congressional seat in blank.
That's in Georgia.
It was. On Thursday, Donald Trump tweeted that he did not make recordings of his conversations with blank.
Call me.
Right. This week, the FBI said they were investigating the stabbing of a police officer at an airport in blank as a possible act of terrorism.
Michigan.
Right. On Wednesday, King Solomon of blank named his son the country's new crown prince.
Saudi Arabia?
Right. Cristoforo Colombo Airport in Italy announced this week that blank would be exempted from the liquid ban.
Wine.
No, pesto. On Wednesday, George Clooney revealed that he had sold his blank business for almost $1 billion.
Tequila.
Yes, customers at a deli in Pittsburgh were unsure how to interpret a new sign near the register asking people to please not blank.
Please not sneeze.
No, the sign said, please refrain from discussing mathematics. No one knows why the deli owner took the time to have a sign professionally printed asking customers not to talk about math. High school math teachers, though, are excited to finally have an answer to that persistent question from students, when am I ever going to use this stuff? Well, you're going to use it to annoy the owner of a small deli in Pittsburgh, Timmy. So sit down and do your homework. Bill, how did Brian do in our quiz?
Pretty good. Brian got 5 right, 10 more points, total to 12. He moves into the lead.
All right. Well done, Brian. That was very respectable. So, Alonzo, then, you are up next, fill in the blank. On Tuesday, Travis Kalanick, the embattled CEO of blank, announced his resignation.
Uber?
Yes. On Monday, the American Heart Association released a report saying that blank oil is not healthy.
Olive oil.
No, coconut oil. When asked by police how much she had had to drink, a Florida woman responded blank.
The trick in that is Florida, which means...
Yeah. Could be anything.
It could be anything from 0 to 18 gallons.
Yeah.
So the cops pulled her over for drunk driving.
They said, how much have you had to drink? And she said, this is a lightning round. That's not what she said. I'm pointing it out.
She said nothing.
No, she said, not enough. According to a new report, blank may help stave off the effects of Alzheimer's.
Marijuana?
Extra virgin olive oil.
I use that in a different
question. Know. This week, blank...
I'm doing horribly, Peter. Can
we start
over?
This week, blank and blank welcomed their new twins to the world.
Oh, Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Right. A Kansas man who robbed a bank hoping to go to jail because he wanted to get away from his wife has been sentenced to blank.
House arrest.
Yes! Back in 2015, Lawrence Ripple robbed a bank, and then he waited patiently in the front steps for police to arrive. When they did, he told them he'd rather be in jail than spend any more time with his wife. Ripple faced up to 37 months in prison, and this week the judge threw the book at him, sentencing him to 6 months of home confinement. The ACLU has already offered to take on his appeal pro bono, calling the verdict a textbook case of cruel and hilarious punishment. Bill, how did Alonzo do in our quiz?
Alonzo got 3 right.
Tough day at the office.
Yeah.
6 more points, total of 9. That's just short of Brian.
All right. Oh, how many, then? This is exciting for Phoebe to come onto the show and win her first time here.
I'm so stressed out. Oh, my God.
4 to tie, 5 to win.
Here you go, okay. Phoebe. You can do this. This is for the game. According to a Homeland Security official, 21 states had their election systems targeted by hackers from blank last year.
Russia?
Right. This week, electric car company blank announced plans to launch a new streaming music service.
Tesla?
Yeah. On Monday, regulators moved to block a merger between fantasy sports betting sites FanDuel and blank.
Because I would know the answer to that.
Yeah. It's DraftKings. Who knows?
Great.
But you're a fan.
Yeah.
Despite widespread criticism, NBC aired Megyn Kelly's interview with conspiracy theorist blank on Sunday.
Oh, Alex Jones?
Yes. This week, a nude sunbather in Australia was injured when an eagle blanked.
Bit him?
Yes, I'm going to give it to you. Specifically, the eagle apparently mistook his naked bits for a pair of turtle eggs and tried to fly away with them.
Yeah, you know
what?
Good for him. Yeah. That's a compliment. That is a compliment.
And you know, I'm going to be honest, turtle eggs are a delicacy.
Apparently.
They are now.
According to the clinic that treated the sunbather, it's likely that the application of white sunblock tricked the eagle into thinking the man's equipment, if you will, were delicious turtle eggs with, I guess, a side of sausage.
You know what that eagle said when he saw that? He was like, ballin'.
Now the clinic says the man's gonna be fine, but the eagle may never recover from the trauma. Bill, how did Phoebe do in our quiz?
She got 4 right for 8 more points. That's a total of 12. So, Phoebe and Brian are this week's co-champions.
Yes. That's good. That's good. Oh, my God.